machine stops. After a moment, it moves away from the ship, coming into view on the TARDIS scanner. A light on top of the machine begins to flash.
Just look now. And look, that's something quite different, isn't it?
You know, Doctor, it looks to me as if it's sending some kind of message.
Yes, yes, it might be that. To its controller, whoever it might be.
Hmm? Yes, or whatever it might be.
Oh, look, it's got a sort of Chumbly movement.
Chumbly?
Yes, you know, what sort of Chumbly.
It's gone now. Bang goes my swimming.
Oh, it doesn't take much to put you off a sweet little thing like that.
You know, I must be wrong, child. There is life out there, yes. A very intelligent, highly intelligent life to build machines like that.
Chumbly.
Well, Chumbly, if you like, my child.
Sure, Doctor. That thing might have been dangerous. Mm. What are we going to do about it?
I'm going to find out. Come along, my child, and bring my stick. Oh, it's delightful. Yes, thank you. Just about the right amount of oxygen.
Mm-hmm. I can smell flowers.
Oh, indeed. How delightful. Well, there's one thing, child. There's no Chumbly's about. Mm-hmm. Vicky.
Look at this. Three suns?
Yes, I wonder which one we're revolving around.
Oh, look, there's those flowers I could smell. Hey, they're roses. No, they're not quite roses, but almost.
This silence reminds me of the planet Xenos.
You don't think we've jumped a time track again, do you?
No, my dear, not again. But it's so quiet.
It's almost too quiet.
Doctor! Chumbly.
The Chumbly points a rod-like appendage at them from beneath its dome.
That one looks pretty vicious, Doctor. Is that a gun?
That's it. Otherwise, we all might be killed. We come in peace. We don't wish you any harm.
Can't speak.
No, but by the look of that thing sticking out in front, it's unmistakably like a speaker to me.
Trying to talk? Keep him about!
Jump forward! Who's trying to get something
to indeed, that's pretty noble of you, indeed. I can put the thing on its guard. Yes, it's interesting. It's fascinating. Did you notice that it didn't do anything until you made a noise?
Yes, it is blind.
But it can hear.
Oh, yes, and very accurately. You know, I believe it can locate us by some form of heat wave, as it were.
The Chumbly moves towards the trio. It reaches the Doctor and nudges him gently forward.
Do you get that feeling that it wants us to go somewhere, Doctor?
Stand still. Don't let it move you.
After a moment, the Chumbly aims its weapon at some nearby vegetation and fires. The plants burst into flames.
As neat a threat as ever I saw.
What was it?
Sir, it's some kind of light ray. Very far from dangerous, I would say. I think we'd better do what the thing wants us.
Yes, come on, Mickey.
The three travellers turn in the direction indicated and move off across the plain. The Chumbly follows close behind. A short way ahead, two female figures are lying in wait behind a rocky outcrop. These are Dravins. They have long blonde hair and might be considered attractive were it not for the total lack of warmth in their faces, their rigid features showing no emotion. They wear plain, high-necked green and white uniforms, and each carries a large gun. As the Chumbly and its prisoners draw nearer, Dravin 2 sets down her weapon and grasps one side of a metal mesh at her feet. Her companion takes the other side of the mesh. As the Chumbly passes beneath them, the Dravins hurl the mesh down on top of it. The Chumbly's domes instantly collapse down on top of one another. It is immobilized.
What's the...
Who are they?
No idea, but aren't they a lovely surprise?
We are the Dravin.
Very nice.
What might the Dravins be?
We are from the planet Drava in Galaxy 4.
Yes, well, you seem to have put a pretty effective stop to this thing.
As long as the metal mesh covers it, the control waves cannot reach it.
What do you want?
We came to rescue you from the machine.
Why?
Marga will tell you.
Marga?
Our leader.
Why can't you tell us,
Our mission was to rescue you. We have done that. We have no other instructions except to take you to Marga.
We do nothing until a leader speaks.
There she is.
You will come now.
Doctor, I don't trust them. I don't think we should go with them.
If you stay here, more machines will come. They will capture you and take you to the Rills.
The Rills? Are these the people that control these things?
They are not people.
They are things.
They crawl.
They murder.
Murder?
They have already killed one of us.
Oh, I should like to meet these Rills.
And be killed, Doctor?
Tell me what they say and who are they.
At least they stopped the Chumley. Doesn't that prove something?
Yes, all right. Well, perhaps you'd better take us to this Marga, this leader, whatever it is.
Doctor! More Chumleys!
Off in the distance, four Chumleys are moving in the convoy towards them. As the robots come closer, the Dravins react in panic.
The mesh! It's caught!
They're all magnetized so that you can't get the top off.
We're getting close!
Goodness gracious,
it won't come off. Let's leave it.
We were instructed not to lose it.
Were you instructed to be killed as well?
We must go.
No, let it go. All right, Doctor.
The pursuing Chumbleys move in and encircle the Chumbley trapped beneath the metal mesh. One of them stands before it, then extends a clawed arm, grasps the mesh, and pulls it away from the inert machine. Instantly, the Chumbley comes back to life. The Chumbleys set off in pursuit of the Doctor and his party, who are heading for the Dravin spaceship. Exhausted, the fugitives finally reach the ship.
Oh, oh, good gracious.
Are you all right?
Yes, I think so. Oh, it's all this physical exercise.
They're nearly here. Quickly inside.
Close external door. Close external door.
Well, it was a decent spaceship once.
It's pretty backward now, isn't it? Yes, it's almost fossilized.
Oh, I don't know. It's got one or two
we'll
good
just,
features.
Beat those Chumbleys. They're still outside.
Are we safe here?
Yes. Good. They cannot enter. Silence. Oh. Marga is coming.
Marga? Oh, we're back there again.
Report. Mission accomplished. We have brought the prisoners.
Prisoners?
And the metal mesh? It stopped the machine.
Good.
We could not get the mesh back.
What?
It became affixed to the machine.
She's got them pretty frightened, hasn't she, Doctor?
Yes, dear madam, the young lady speaks the truth. The Chumbleys are magnetized.
I will deal with you both later. Sit. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. Won't you sit down?
Yes. Thank you, I will.
I have to hear the report first.
Oh, naturally.
It is necessary when you are at war.
At war?
With the Rills and their machines.
The Chumbleys.
This is a fight to the death. For existence itself.
I see.
In which one of us will be obliterated.
Oh, as bad as that?
Yes. So bad that it is conceivable that you too will be obliterated.
Oh, come now. There's no need to exaggerate.
There's no exaggeration.
You want to kill us, don't you? You want to.
When a planet disintegrates, nothing survives.
Disintegrates this planet,
Yes. It's in its last moments of life. Soon, it will explode.
When?
In 14 dawns time.
Look, how do you know? How can you be so certain?
The Rills told us. That is why they're repairing their spaceship, so that they can escape.
Well, that sounds reasonable enough to me.
We must capture that spaceship from them.
What for? This is a spaceship as well, isn't it?
Yes, but it cannot fly. The Rills shut us down. We cannot move.
You don't belong here.
No, nor do the Rills. There is no life on this planet. We come from Drava, some 400...